Mad Mars Notebook for August 18th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2025. So today was a Monday, but it was a Monday that was not in the office, so better than average, I guess. Still don't exactly feel like I'm on vacation yet. I'm still getting my email. But enough talk about that. I had two photo shoots today, and turns out that one of those models is a friend of a friend of another model I've worked with extensively in the past. They're good friends. How do I explain it without using real names? So the model from today got into modeling because of her friend kind of dragged her into it, I guess you could say. I don't know if she just pulled her on to a photo shoot she had going with the photographer, but that's how they were connected, and I guess they still talk to each other because somehow they told each other about the shoot I had scheduled for today. I even got a call from my longtime friend about the shoot today. Anyway, that's a weird coincidence for me. Even more unusual was that, for these photo shoots, models often pack clothes for that shoot, and I bring my own outfits for the pieces I want to shoot. And turns out today's model had a hand-me-down piece of lingerie that I gave to my friend because she moved, and when she left town she obviously unloaded a lot of her stuff that she didn't want to pay to ship. So it's funny, I still am a little amazed I recognized one piece of lingerie from many years ago, and I actually asked her where she got it from because I had a hunch it came from my friend. That's a really weird loop for me today. Anyway, not much else to talk about today. Oh yeah, for dinner I went to, was it Rolling Smoke Barbecue? This is a nice barbecue house, kind of off the beaten track, not on the strip, and I'm guessing from the looks of it, it's in an industrial area. I only passed the three strip clubs on the way to this barbecue joint. So, the quality of the barbecue is really good. And the sauces they had, it was served, I don't know if they make it themselves, but yeah, they bottled their own hot sauces with, I guess, their own creative naming. And I'm not really one for a super hot barbecue spice or any kind of super hot spices. I like spicy food, but not competitive level of spiciness. And some of their names on their hot sauce gave me pause. Something about it was a Carolina something kind of sauce. And I know the Carolina Reaper is still the current world record holder for hottest pepper. So I stayed away from that. There's another thing called Arkansas something or other. It only surprised me that I didn't see anything named after the ghost pepper. But I tried to rack my brain if there was an Arkansas pepper that made a record. But just in case, I stayed away from that one. And I had to go for something that was kind of boring in the name, but looked like it was still spicy enough for me. But I had the brisket. And I had some pork spare ribs and some string, onion strings. Basically onion rings, but they're really thinly sliced and not much batter, in there. But it was really good. If you have a chance to go to the Rolling Smokes Barbecue, highly recommend it. And that'll do it for me today. I'll talk to you tomorrow.